Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In the early 2000s, Latin music had moments of global attention. Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca, Shakira's crossover hits, and Jennifer Lopez's Rise all signaled that Latin artists could break through. But these were often framed as exceptions, artists who adapted their sound or language to fit the Anglo market. Fast forward to the 2020s, and the picture looks completely different. Today, Latin music is not just crossing over, it is the mainstream. And at the center of this explosion is one man, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, born Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio in Puerto Rico, rose from uploading songs on SoundCloud to becoming the most streamed artist on Spotify worldwide for 3 consecutive years. His story is more than personal success. It's a symbol of how Latin music reshaped the global market. In this episode of Behind the Charts, we'll explore the economic and cultural forces behind the Latin explosion and how Bad Bunny became its most powerful ambassador. Let's start with the sound. Bad Bunny's music is rooted in Latin trap and reggaeton, genres that originated in Puerto Rico and Panama and evolved through Caribbean rhythms and urban beats. Unlike earlier Latin crossovers, he never compromised by switching to English or toning down the rawness of the sound. His global hits, from Mia to Daquiti to Titi Me Pregunto, are unapologetically in Spanish. That authenticity became part of his appeal. Fans around the world connected with the energy, even if they didn't understand every word. Streaming platforms played a huge role in amplifying this phenomenon. Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube made music accessible across borders. In the past, radio stations and record labels had gatekeeping power. Today, playlists like Spotify's Baila Reggaeton or YouTube's trending videos can propel a song to global prominence overnight. For Bad Bunny, digital native strategies worked perfectly. His music spread virally through TikTok challenges, memes, and fan-driven engagement. Suddenly, a reggaeton anthem could dominate charts not just in San Juan, but in Stockholm, Sydney, and Sao Paulo. The economics are equally striking. According to the RIAA, Latin music in the US surpassed $1 billion in revenue in 2022, growing faster than any other genre. Globally, Latin music streams have exploded, accounting for double-digit shares of Spotify's total consumption. Bad Bunny alone drove billions of streams, generating tens of millions in revenue annually. His album Un Verano Sin Ti became the first Spanish-language album to top the Billboard 200 for more than 10 weeks. That kind of dominance reshaped how labels and investors view Latin music, not as a niche, but as a global powerhouse. Touring is another pillar of the story. Bad Bunny's 2022 World's Hottest Tour grossed over $435 million, making it the highest-grossing tour by a Latin artist in history. Stadiums from Miami to Madrid sold out. The economics of these tours are staggering, with merchandise, sponsorships, and ticket sales contributing to record-breaking numbers. For promoters and cities, hosting a Bad Bunny show meant economic booms, with hotels, restaurants, and local businesses benefiting. Brand power is also part of the equation. Bad Bunny has collaborated with Adidas, launching sneakers that sell out instantly. His partnership with Cheetos, his appearance in WWE, and even his acting roles in films like Bullet Train show that his brand transcends music. He embodies the idea of a global Latin icon whose influence touches fashion, sports, film, and pop culture at large. Each of these ventures multiplies his income streams and solidifies his empire. But what makes this explosion different from past Latin waves is that it's not just about one star. Bad Bunny may be at the forefront, but he is part of a larger ecosystem that includes artists like J Balvin, Karol G, Rosalía, and Anuel AA. Together, they've normalized Spanish-language hits on global charts. Collaborations with mainstream artists, from Drake to Cardi B, have further cemented Latin music's place at the center of pop. Yet, crucially, the collaborations often happen on Latin artists' terms. Instead of diluting their sound, they bring others into their world. The cultural impact is profound. For Latin communities in the US and beyond, seeing their language and rhythms dominate the charts is a source of pride and identity. For non-Latin audiences, the success challenges assumptions about language barriers in music. Just as K-pop showed the world that Korean language music could dominate globally, reggaeton and Latin trap proved the same for Spanish. In today's streaming-driven ecosystem, vibe and rhythm matter more than linguistic comprehension. There's also a political and social layer. Bad Bunny has used his platform to address issues in Puerto Rico, from political protests to LGBTQ+ rights. His music videos often feature diverse representations, challenging stereotypes of masculinity in Latin culture. This activism strengthens his bond with fans, showing that his brand is not only commercial, but also cultural and social. The ripple effects extend to the business of labels. Major record companies have poured resources into Latin divisions. Independent labels in Latin America are thriving too, as digital distribution levels the playing field. Investors are buying up catalogues of Latin artists, betting on their long-term value. The explosion has created jobs, revenue streams, and opportunities for entire regions. Yet, challenges remain. Low per-stream payouts mean that even billions of streams don't always translate into wealth for mid-tier artists. Touring is lucrative, but exhausting, and not every artist can sustain it. Questions about fair compensation, contracts, and representation continue to echo across the industry. But the momentum is undeniable. Latin music is not a trend, it's a structural shift. So, what does the future hold? If history is a guide, Latin music will continue to diversify. Genres like bachata, corridos tumbados, and Latin pop are finding new global audiences. Technology will keep erasing barriers, and the next superstar may already be uploading tracks from a bedroom in Bogota or Santo Domingo. Bad Bunny's success shows that the global market is ready and hungry for sounds that are unapologetically authentic. In the end, the Latin explosion is about more than beats and streams. It's about economic transformation, cultural pride, and global influence. Behind the charts, Bad Bunny's rise is not just the story of one artist, but of an entire movement reshaping the future of music.